American Crystal Sugar Company Vice President of Government Affairs, Kevin Price, says getting disaster aid payments through the sugar beet cooperatives is a complicated process.
There was a contract that had to be written and worked through, and that took a long time. But USDA was very helpful and amenable to the whole contracting process, and we were able to reach a sensible agreement that reflected us carrying through the government's needs and the government recognizing circumstances of sugar beet co-ops.
Each cooperative is distributing payments in a way that works best for them and their members. American Crystal shareholders are getting payments based on planted acres for 2019 challenges, while Mindak Farmers Cooperative and Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative shareholders will be getting payments for 2018 and 2019 challenges. Mindak Farmers Cooperative President and CEO Kurt Wickstrom.
Proceeds from 2018 were fairly simple because basically all of our acres were harvested. So any of the 2018 funds will just be paid out in terms of the 2018 crop regular payment. And then for 2019, the board chose to distribute a portion of those funds as an additional to the crop payment, and then a portion on per planted acre for 2019.
Southern Minnesota Beet Sugar Cooperative payments will go to farmers who delivered harvested sugar beets to the co-op. President Steve Dom echoes that the help is appreciated, but these payments won't make sugar beet growers whole.
This is going to heal a lot of people up, but it's definitely not a profitable venture for these producers.
Shareholders in these local cooperatives should be receiving paperwork soon to fill out and return to their respective co-ops for this assistance. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.